So the WGN Radio Bracket Battle. Play WGN Radio's Bracket Battle, sponsored by Alpamonte Ford. Register and then fill out your bracket to make your picks in this year's men's college basketball tournament. You've got until Thursday, March 17th at 11 a.m. to make your final decisions. I should probably get mine in then because I
have Kentucky.
Kentucky all the way.
That's my vote.
All right, then. Follow all the action this spring and check your standings to see how you stack up against the WGN Radio family. Up for grabs is your shot at cash prizes. Predict a perfect 63-game bracket and win $1 million. Get the highest point total and drive away with a two-year lease on a 2016 Ford Focus from Alpamonte Ford. Start playing today at WGNradio.com/bracketbattle. There you go. Done.
Nice. That was all nice.
Thank
well
you very
done.
Much.
You only get it for 2 years?
Then maybe you want to buy it.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, why don't you buy one of those after that? So let's go ahead and make some of our picks here,
okay,
guys.
So I never heard of Austin, PA.
Oh,
so
Austin, start, Pennsylvania?
Are you guys have it printed out, or do you want to do the electronic one on WGNradio.com?
Oh, but how do I submit that to my – as that's
so
the
you're going to register, show, which is going to take a minute, I guess. Okay. So, yeah, let's start to do it off of the printed bracket first, but okay, you just register. You put up like 720 in front of your name because that's the way that everybody finds us.
Okay.
And then you make your picks.
All right, then.
So in that first bracket, you have Kansas.
Kansas.
The number one seed. And mm-hmm, just so you guys know, if you don't know, no number one seed has ever lost in the first round.
Okay.
It's come really close to happening.
I don't know. I feel good about
happened.
Holy Cross Southern.
Oh, so are smaller numbers better?
Yes.
They're higher ranked
It's like
teams.
Golf. This is very much like golf.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Let's start it's this like from golf. The beginning.
Okay.
The one basketball seeds, was invented.
The one seeds, yeah. James Naismith at some point. There are four one seeds, and those would technically be the best four teams in the country. And then we go down from there. And a two seed has lost before, but it's quite rare. When you get to three seeds and four seeds, it happens a little bit more often. But still, most of those teams make it out of the first round. And then once you get beyond, let's say, a four seed, it can be a little bit crazier.
Mm-hmm.
But so
if I'm picking Colorado in this other bracket because I like camping there.
Nice.
I think I'm just going to do this how I play video games and uh-huh, just button mash.
Sure.
That usually gets me places.
There you go. And I'm guessing other people. And by the way, if we're helping you with your office bracket, we are so very, very sorry.
Yeah, please. This is not all.
There are basketball fans out there advice. Slapping their head right now.
California,
last year,
yes.
Some lower ranked teams made it pretty far, and that has happened the last few years. So there is always a chance that a seed that's pretty high up there would make it all the way to the Final Four or maybe even the championship game.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I see very little SEC represented here.
And by the way, for that perfect well bracket, no one's ever done that since it has been offered place.
Wasn't
that
there some kid, and then they said they weren't going to give it to him because he didn't qualify?
Oh, right,
as
on
a
ESPN.
Contestant. Yep.
Oh.
Because he signed up, his dad did not. And because he's too young.
Give the kid the money.
Give
Come
the kid
on.
The money.
I don't think Sorry. They did anything great for him either.
No, I don't think so either. It was like,
they're just like, oh, good job. You didn't win.
Yeah, way to go. Sorry, too bad.
Iowa against Temple. I'm going to go Temple. I don't know why.
So here, yeah, we have Kansas. Did everybody put Kansas
I did.
To go?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then
yeah, okay.
For the Colorado-UConn, Patty, you picked Colorado.
I picked Colorado.
I went UConn.
Okay.
Anybody else want to give what they went?
UConn.
Okay. UConn.
Oh, which is Connecticut on
yes.
the paper.
Okay.
I know. Maryland, South Dakota. That's not helpful. That I don't
Connecticut's Connecticut. The other blue and white team, right? They're good.
Yeah, why do they have Connecticut? Not
so you're gonna pick?
Me? Colorado. the Gunnison Canyon's beautiful.
Are these home game? Like, how do you know if it's home or away? Are they all?
They're all at the tournament, right?
Yeah, so none of them are actually played at home. This entire tournament is played at specific locations. So
it
no
moves,
one gets a
or
home
like
game.
Texas gets real lucky.
Yeah, so each round actually has a specific, like the South first round, there'd be a place that they play. The second
okay.
round, sometimes they play at the same place, etc. And as you move down, by the time you get to the Final Four, it will all be in Houston, Texas.
The first four, March 15th through 16th, is in Dayton, Ohio. And mm-hmm. then the...
That's the first four, yep.
Yes, the first four regional finals. It doesn't say where the first
those
round,
are the play-in
rounds.
Games for the other seeds. So if you see the 16 seeds, the 8 seeds are all the same, and then on your bracket down a little bit, both teams are listed
in very tiny print. I think it tells us where they're playing. Like the Wisconsin Pittsburgh game is in St. Louis, I think.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
yeah, we can't really
Raleigh,
read that though.
North Carolina is where USC Providence plays.
All right, but this is
anyway. We got to go back to
312-981-7200 if you want to help us out with yeah. some of these, or if you're just painfully going, oh my god,
oh my god,
oh my god.
We've only made it through two games so far.
No, I've made it down the paper. You're
oh,
just,
have you? So
you're
who's
very,
Maryland,
you're very patiently.
South Dakota State,
Maryland.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. California, Hawaii,
California.
Yeah, come
okay.
on.
Arizona. Oh,
Wow. Vanderbilt over Arizona?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Taking my chances. Roll the
Miami,
dice.
Miami, Florida, and Buffalo?
Miami.
Okay, I went Buffalo, actually.
Temple.
Iowa and Temple? Okay.
Where's
and
Temple? That's in Texas. Temple.
Villanova and UNC Asheville.
Villanova.
North Carolina?
That's University of North Carolina. Specific
I'll take it. I'm going
to
vote every Southern team. So,
so your bracket is auto-filled out. Oregon or Holy X Southern?
I'm going Oregon.
It says okay. Southern.
I've always
so
wanted to go to Oregon. That's why.
St. Joseph's or Cincinnati?
St. Joe's. I have a nephew named, same, not St. Joe, but a nephew named Joe.
Nice.
I have no stakes in that.
Jojo.
Baylor versus Yale.
Baylor.
I'm going to go Yale.
But I'm going to go Baylor.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Duke and UNC Wilmington.
Mm. UNC Wilmington.
Against Duke?
Duke.
Yeah, yeah. Duke's having a bad year.
But I love John Wayne.
Duke is so a disappointing team.
Let's see. St. Joe's.
Texas, Northern Iowa.
Oh, Texas. Just for Brandon.
Thank
just,
you.
You're welcome.
Texas A&M, Green Bay.
Texas A&M.
Oh, I hate. Ever since Texas really? A&M joined the SEC, man, I really dislike them because they weren't supposed to be any good, and they came in and they're very good.
I can't.
I went football. I'm sorry. Instantly with football.
Yeah, that's not.
I can't go. I can't go Green Bay just because of football. See, I do too.
See, football matters in this.
I'm saying.
Oregon State or UVC?
Is that Virginia
VCU,
Christian?
VCU, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It says VCU.
Oh, VCU. Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just, wow, I had dyslexia for a second.
It's all right.
VCU.
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know what VCU is, so I'm going to pick it.
Virginia Christian.
All yeah. Right,
then. Mm-hmm. And then Oklahoma. What's that? Cal State.
Cal State Bakersfield.
Down the streets of Bakersfield.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I got to go Oklahoma.
Did we get any Esmeralda's picks throughout the way?
I'm just, I'm hitting numbers.
By the way, it's Virginia Commonwealth University.
Oh, well, that's well never
name.
Mind then.
Yeah. Forget about that.
They're very
so,
religious.
This is where, so that's just one side of the page.
Right, now I got to go to the other.
Craig, this is why you asked me to fill this out ahead of time.
Yeah,
so
I
we
asked
could just
to skip some of the rounds on the air. We didn't do that.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
If we could do it during the news, we can like, move ahead,
all right.
I guess.
I'm just skipping Texas. Because oh. I used to like a boy from Texas, and I don't.
Nice.
I don't.
I love the reason.
I don't like him anymore.
I'm not sure what happened to your neck.
That happened.
Like something happened. Like,
blame that guy, Brandon. Mm-hmm.
That guy. I'm on it. I will find
Texas.
Him. We will remove him from the country of Texas.
I was in San Antonio for a week. It was lovely. It's one of my favorite places.
I love it.
I haven't been to Austin. I've always wanted to go.
Austin is not Texas. It's a great place to go.
It is not.
No, it isn't at all. And actually, oh. It's gotten it's the worst traffic in Texas now, and it's the one of the highest property costs in Texas now because so many every liberal in the entire state was like, "Wait, we can stay in Texas, but like be who we want to be. Let's go." And so it's just a mess right now. But it is beautiful. Wow. It's just not Texas.
All right then.
If you want Texas? Go to Fort Worth.
Okay. How about Galveston?
Eh.
All right.
It's a little beachy to be as Texas as it needs to be.
Beachy?
Yeah.
All right, then. Where are we now? We're in the – do I go to the other side of the page for first round?
I don't know where you guys are.
March 7th.
Have you made it through the whole first round? Because we could just go through the second round.
Yeah. What's – why is – oh, I see.
Your choices east, in the first round will be known.
We just did south and west.
As you do the second east round.
And, we haven't done east and
west. I already
Midwest.
Got my champion.
Who's your champion?
Wow. All right, then. Wow.
I'm not going to say yet.
Okay.
Because it might be embarrassing. I don't know.
You're not sure?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a good team.
Okay.
Now I got to ask, like, how good is – I mean, Kansas is a first seed, right?
Kansas is one
they're
seed.
They're always there. Good. And
always
they have a good
be one
color
of the favorites
scheme.
To win the tournament.
And there's a golf player that I do fundraisers with who mm-hmm. is a Jayhawk.
I think the weakest the one seed, some people have said, is North Carolina.
Okay.
UNC.
Tar Heels?
Yeah, they would be the least likely of the one seeds to
they have a weaker blue in their uniform, so I understand that.
I don't
that's how my mom picked where to go to college. She liked the colors of Auburn.
That's wow. how I used to pick horses was the silks the jockey wore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Craig.
Do we have any picks for the basketball thing we're doing? Any of you guys?
All of them.
All right. Well, let's finish south and west, and I'll do mid east okay. and Midwest off the air. Right.
Okay.
So in the next round, I pick. It's hard. Kansas over Colorado. I guess Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went with Kansas as well.
Kansas. And then after that, Maryland or California, I'm going to go Maryland. Oh, right, because we all have different
Yeah, we all have different ones. But for you, you're going to go Maryland again?
Mm-hmm.
I have California advancing to the next round.
Maybe California. I haven't got
– Maryland's on the East Coast, and they seem to be good at basketball.
let's see. And then between Vanderbilt and Miami, mm-hmm. I'm going to go Miami.
Vanderbilt.
Nice. All right, then.
Vanderbilt. They have that gold in the uniform.
I have Arizona advancing.
Okay, right. So we're already all over the place. Temple and Villanova. I'm going to go Villanova.
Yeah, I have Villanova advancing.
Go
Villanova.
I have them to win.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
That's a two seed. That's not bad at all.
Villanova.
That's not bad at
Mira.
All. I have them losing in the next round, but that's cool.
All right, then.
Well, they're not going to. They're going to win.
Then I got Oregon.
Yeah, sure.
And then Baylor.
I have Yale.
Wait, maybe Duke.
I have Yale.
Duke.
You have Yale beating Duke?
I do.
I'm going to go Duke.
Hoping that happens.
Texas A&M.
Gosh, cool. I have Texas.
Stupid.
Texas over Texas A&M.
So you're so stupid.
You're
dumb.
Both not cool.
Your good brain has the candy shell on
it. And
then
I don't know what you just said.
Tommy Boy quote, sorry.
Oklahoma. Between Oklahoma and Cal State Bakersfield. All right.
Nice.
So Oklahoma. All right. So then I've got, after that, I've got to go Kansas over California.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then Kansas. This is a weird word problem I'm working on here. then Villanova. And you picked them to win, Esmeralda?
Yes.
All right,
I think
then.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick Oregon over Duke. And then my other last one is Oklahoma over Texas A&M. Just... because I don't think that...
Oregon has those neon uniforms. They're a little much on the eye.
I did pick Oklahoma over Texas as well, yeah.
I'm going to go with Esmeralda. I'm going to pick Villanova to be in the Final Four.
I like how it sounds.
Okay.
Villanova.
I have Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma.
Coming out of the West.
Good, nice burgundy red.
And then out of the South, who do you have in the Final Four?
So Villanova and Oklahoma. How do I vote Villanova?
Villanova's in... Oh, yeah, okay.
West,
I have Arizona.
And then,
number six seed coming out of that whole bracket
in
the South.
And then Oklahoma's the West. Right?
Yep, you're right. Yes, okay. You got them both.
Okay.
So I'm Arizona and Oklahoma.
All right, then.
Brandon, your final four?
My final four.
At least half of it.
I'm going to go Oklahoma as well.
Okay.
And I think I got to go Kansas. Like I said, the blue, I like that blue.
Esmeralda?
Quarterfinal, is that what we're...
Yeah, that's the quarterfinal if you're filling it out online.
So then Villanova versus North Carolina.
Interesting.
Okay.
Got there.
And then North Carolina, that's not on the same side.
I was going to say they're all.
Oh, wait.
That's how good they are.
So then who goes?
You know, that's fine. That's fine.
Then
you
who
gave
does
us
it?
You gave us your east side. What about your west side? Who made
Oklahoma.
It to the... Okay. And what about your south? That's Villanova, right?
Your south. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you have Villanova and Oklahoma, which is the same as Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ooh.
Right? Very nice.
All right, then.
Brandon, you had Kansas.
Kansas.
And you also had Oklahoma.
I enjoy Oklahoma.
I also have Oklahoma, so if they lose, we're all screwed.
Okay.
And then I have Arizona.
And then whoever follows me and decides to pick me as their radio host.
This has been done perfectly well. We need to take a break and then hit the news.
All right.
More to come.
More after this. I'll do the rest of it off the air, I think. I feel like I should take more care with how I fill out my brackets, but I'm just kind of filling them in. I don't know. I wouldn't say slapdash, Brandon C. Price. But
slapdash. Yeah, I would never say that either, mostly because I don't know what it means.
You're picking more high seeds than low seeds, though, right?
I guess so.
Then you're doing fine.
All right, then.
It's all, you know, it's hard to predict who where the upsets are going to come, but there's going to be some.
There's going to be some. Well, I take Purdue over Iowa State.
Nice.
Do you have a team that you care about, Greg?
Mm. Notre Dame?
Me too.
Yeah,
that's okay. So my father-in-law is very passionate about his alma mater.
Enjoy Notre Dame.
Are you picking them for all the way?
No, that would be crazy.
Okay,
but I am picking them much further than they're probably going to go.
See, I will homer call all day long.
Yeah,
like you and I both know the Braves and the Yankees are going to be terrible this year. But if I had to fill out a bracket about it,
I do not know the Yankees are going to be terrible.
See, you do it too. Then
I don't know that they're going to be terrible.
Okay.
If pitching holds up.
Friendly.
Seventh, eighth, and ninth innings are all covered. It could be round of 16. Notre Dame loses to Kentucky.
Kentucky. I'm so lost. How about West Virginia? They don't play West Virginia in your world.
No.
I feel like we're creating worlds.
See, Notre
in your
Dame.
World.
Notre Dame beat West Virginia in the second round for me. So Notre Dame moved on to play Pittsburgh, who surprisingly came out to that.
I think we all remember that classic.
Pittsburgh
game.
Actually beat Weber State, who was my biggest upset by beating Xavier in the first round. Notre Dame then wins again against Pittsburgh and loses to Kentucky.
How about North Carolina and USC? Is that in your world?
North Carolina loses to Kentucky in the round of 32.
Yeah, that's blue and white versus baby blue and white,
yeah.
And I think we all know who wins.
Kentucky gets to the round of 16. They actually then get to the Final Four because they
Kentucky
that's
does?
The round of 8. Yeah, Kentucky beats Notre Dame to get to the Final Four.
Okay, so they're four seed,
mm-hmm.
And North Carolina's one seed?
North Carolina's one, yeah. I have Arizona coming out of the other side, too, so I have a six seed and a four seed in my Final Four, and then I have two seeds.
Okay.
I have Oklahoma and Michigan State.
How about Xavier? Xavier anywhere in your world?
No.
They were upset by Pittsburgh.
Xavier was upset in the first round by Weber State.
Oh, I feel like we're time traveling when we do these brackets.
Right. Well, if we get into the multiverse theory, then we're all right.
Eventually, we all got it all right somewhere.
I have to figure this out. All right.
Multiverse has come up a few times, Brandon C. Price, in the last few weeks, I think.
Probably because it's like real and stuff.
String theory? Is that what we're talking about now?
I love the multiverse idea.
You know, using not string theory in its entirety because it's not all the way right, but they're actually able to teleport particles now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's called an entanglement, which is a part of string theory, but it's...
It was also in a video game called Mass Effect.
Yes, I believe
Quantum
we all.
Entanglement.
So it works on both levels.
We are nailing this NCAA bracket thing.
I refuse to stay on topic.
So wait, you're fine. Can we just all state who our final four are?
Okay.
Okay, I'm down to
all of them.
And I know this isn't in your universe, but if Virginia and Michigan State were to play against each other.
I'm going Michigan State. I think that they're going to go on a run.
They're going to go on a run?
Yeah, so whoever they play, including actually Gonzaga, who I thought was going to be pretty good, I still think Michigan State's going to win.
They lost to Seton Hall a while ago.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm just saying.
The Zags are like a Cinderella team.
I'm not going
all
back now, Craig. There's
okay,
no going back
fine,
in time.
It's fine.
I'm picking
it doesn't
Hall.
Matter because Michigan State, I think, is going to continue on. So.
Yeah, I have Michigan State in the Midwest as well.
Yeah.
Michigan State, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Kansas.
I have Michigan State, Kentucky, Villanova, Oklahoma.
Wow.
What?
We have a lot of similar. I have Kentucky, Michigan State, Oklahoma, Arizona.
And Esmeralda, what were your, I know you gave us your final four.
It was Villanova. No, am I doing this right?
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Virginia.
Okay.
So we're all Oklahoma fans.
Now it's down to the final.
Mm-hmm. This final four games to get to the
final two
championship game. Yep.
Okay, the final champ. I guess that would be the championship game.
Right.
Yes.
To go from the final four to the championship game, you have.
Oh boy.
I think the Jayhawks beat Oklahoma for me.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I didn't say
I mean,
that.
You don't have it. In,
that's not even what I have. Yeah, so.
But in my multiverse, you think I'm wrong. In my own universe, you think I'm wrong.
See? I kind of love this universe, alternative reality. Alternative or alternates?
Yeah. I have Arizona, a sixth seed, making it to the championship game.
Wow.
What's Villanova?
Villanova's a two, right?
It's a two. Against a two. I have two seeds in my final four. All right. I think I'm gonna go Villanova.
Cool.
I'm going with Esmeralda. I'm actually going with Esmeralda's lead.
Yeah.
Nice. So Villanova's in the championship game for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have Kansas and I have Arizona.
If
and
we clap hard enough, they might win.
Now I gotta choose between Michigan State and Kentucky.
This is true.
Yeah,
that's
as
the same
well
pick
do
I had to make.
I'm gonna go Michigan State.
So did I.
I don't like green, so Kentucky.
So you have a one seed and a four seed, Brandon.
Thank you.
Nice. And Esmeralda, who was your other team in the championship game against Villanova?
Virginia.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's good.
That's a good pick.
They lost
seed.
To Michigan State.
It's
but
a
still.
One and a two.
Yeah. They lost in the second round to Purdue for me.
So?
And then who's your
again.
Champion? Everybody, who's your champion?
It's Villanova.
Yeah, I heard.
I'd love to see Kentucky, just because, again, the farther below the Mason-Dixon, the more I'm a fan of you, generally.
That's... How surprised am I that you picked Kentucky? Not at all.
Okay. I think I'm going to go Michigan State.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that pick. I'm going to pick Arizona.
All right.
Just because I think no one else is going to do that. I think they're playing really well, and they got seeded pretty low. So they're my sweet, sweet spoiler.
Is the benefit of being right about that because no one else picked it is just to be more right? Or, like, do you win something extra?
So I would place higher if it happens. If they lose and lose early because they're a six seed and there's a chance to do that, my bracket is destroyed and I'm probably not going to win anything.
Okay.
But if somehow they do well, I'm probably one of the only people outside of an alumni that made them
right.
go that far.
So the accuracy is judged from top down. It's
to
a
win
trickle
this
down
kind
effect.
Of thing, to win, there's people that say you should fill out multiple brackets and do crazy things in each one, different crazy things,
mm-hmm.
because the odds of one of those things happening are probably pretty good. And the odds that everybody else predicted it are probably pretty bad.
And you're not paying to do this, right?
No.
This is so
this
that's
one,
that's
no.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Right, we can do whatever we want. This is our universe. We're creating our own reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
and
my
the
hope
decision we make
is on a team that probably not a lot of other people picked.
All right. You know what? I'm abandoning my bracket and I'm just going to join your team.
I like that. This is
we don't it's not how this works.
I'm entitled to, you know what, 20% of the winnings.
No, I'm not giving you any of the winnings. I filled this
he's
out on my own.
He's not, are you betting anything? Are you putting this anywhere?
Well, we can't win stuff because
no.
we work here.
Yes.
But I'm probably going to put the same bracket on ESPN. And then if I win stuff there,
oh.
Brandon can't have any of it.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to put my little mess.
Well, I'll wager that the Braves win more games than the Yankees this year.
See, I never do well with wagers. My dad had a standing bet his entire, like, I don't know when he started, but until he died, he had a standing bet that the Cubs would not finish over 500 each season. So it was at $25 a year.
It's a safe way to make money for a long time.
He did.
I am really confused by that bet. What are we wagering? This takes a long time to pay off, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does.
This bet's going to take a while. I absolutely take the bet. The Yankees are going to win for sure more games than the Braves.
You know what? Let's take a week or two, and we'll air it to the world. What if something? I don't
Patty,
have any money.
Should,
so let's
choose Cubs are going to the World Series. I don't care what either one of you are talking about.
Yeah, Patty, I don't even think – I don't think the winner should win something. I think the loser has to do something.
Correct. That's the bet I want.
We're so bad at collecting on those things, though, on the show. We're really
Scott
bad.
Scott still owes us
one. He has to be, like, waxed and singing on the street with his –
We're both sitting right here. I give my word as a human person.
And a gentleman.
Cool. I give my word. I'll make good on a bet.
Great.
I just don't know what the bet should be for.
I'm gonna let Patty ruminate on that.
I'll ruminate on that. I like to ruminate. Ruminating is one of my favorite things.
Awesome.
I ruminate often. I find that it gets in the way of doing things, cleaning my house.
Is that? I used it right?
You did.
Anything over three syllables, I struggle to know what.
No,
was
I wasn't mocking you.
No.
In any way. No, I literally like to ruminate. It's genetic. My dad was a ruminator. He would like to sit with things and...
Okay, good. I didn't know what it meant.
And,
good.
Yeah, dwell on it. Yes, all of those things. You were absolutely accurate on that. Craig, I can't go to a break because we haven't decided what's happening when we come back. Are we doing what we meant to get to? Are we calling... I said maybe we just call Marcus LeShock.
Well, we're going to call Brandon's friends, I think.
Oh, we're calling Brandon's friends?
We can call Posen, but he's probably awake.
Oh, okay.
Let's call. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
He's also a pretty late, you know, friend of the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
This makes sense.
We're going to call. We're going to call Brian Posen.
Awesome.
But is it a wake-up call or is it a go-to-bed call?
No, it's...
We'll find out when we get there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how that turns out. More after this on 720 WGN.